I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Rochester.
What's even the point anymore, Rob?
What do you mean, what's the point?
Gambling. I'm awful at it. My college is lost. Who knows how many straight, despite being favored. Favored again this week.
Against who?
Arizona. I don't know how. I mean, Arizona's not very good this year either, but until we win a game, I feel like Vegas should probably make stuff pick'ems.
Yeah.
At
well,
the minimum.
If it's any consolation, we're still not talking about Missouri this week somehow. But here's the worst.
Worst two-loss team in America, your Missouri Tigers.
Here's the worst part, though. I bet you they drop out of the rankings on the bye week.
Yeah, they will. they are SEC, so somebody's going to get the rub of beating you guys again.
So
they'll keep you ranked.
Maybe Vandy needs to win just to help me out. But, like, they're going to drop out of the rankings without even playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to annoy me endlessly.
That is true. If Vandy wins the game against Auburn this week, they probably might hop ahead of you somehow.
How could they, though?
It doesn't matter.
We beat them.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, we're 25th.
Team on the field, you know? Brady Cook ain't coming back.
He's not. It's.
Can you somehow give him a medical? Can he come back for another year?
I don't want him to. Let him have his time and move on.
First form athlete.
Yeah, first form athlete. Drinking my first form here. Just let Brady. Brady had his moment in the sun. We have a pretty good quarterback recruit waiting behind him, so fuck it. Anyway, though, yeah, we are here to talk about some outside the top 25 games. Dan doesn't have his laptop this week. You want to explain to the people why?
Usually, just out of juice. I didn't charge it.
Oh, but you had a better explanation off mic.
I'm going on vibes today.
Not looking at stats, not looking at scores.
No. Not going to rely on Google in case I forget someone's name. I'm just going to fire from the hip today. Because it hasn't worked otherwise.
I mean, you went 8-9-1 last week, 0-1 on your money line dog.
Damn.
I had another week over 500.
To be fair, I was brave. I went there. I was like, Mississippi State's going to beat Arkansas. I didn't really believe it.
Right.
I didn't believe it at all.
You just had to shoot your shot.
Mm-hmm.
I was 11-8, 0-1 on the money line dog as well for the season. You are 74-91-2, 6-5 on the money line, dogs.
This is easily the worst year I've had gambling between golf. I've lost so much fucking money. The fucking casino show.
It's because you've gotten less vibe oriented.
That's really it. I've gotten too into the data, too into the statistics, too into the numbers.
You just need to think about it. Be like, no, they're not doing that.
I've gotten away from what made me great, the eye test.
Yeah. I think it's the heart test. It's just
it's both.
You just look at two names and you're like, no, A's not doing that.
Right.
Yeah. Nah.
I don't know why I'm looking at like S&P. I'm not built for that.
I haven't looked at S&P once this year, and I am 94, 70, and 2.
It's kind of like last week. I should have been like, yeah, no, Mississippi State's not going to beat Arkansas.
No, there's no rhyme or reason for that happening at all.
But all these games, I might just take multiple bets to catch up.
You have to start volume shooting, yeah, Shrine. Yeah. I mean, did I make more bets than you last week? Probably. I made 19 bets.
Yeah.
You made 18. Yeah, you're not even out shooting me.
I need to.
Yeah. Come on, man.
At least win percentage-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
you just keep stacking. I mean, you're like 11 win weeks, 10 win weeks. Can't stop you.
It's a good year. It's a good year for the outside picks, I guess. I mean, I'm doing okay gambling-wise as well. I paid for a wedding all by myself a couple weeks ago on between NFL and college.
Well, you pay for everything by yourself.
Also true.
Wife is unemployed, yep. Lazy.
I think I took home like $1,200 2 weeks ago, and which is whatever. It's not that much, like in the grand scheme of gambling, the way some people do it. But my wife was like, "Oh wow! I mean, if you keep winning gambling, like that could really help us out." And I was like, "Sweetie, that's not how this works. That's not how.
I could have a house by now if I didn't gamble."
Like, no, that's you don't want to go down that road.
I don't even enjoy it anymore.
Gambling?
No.
Don't you almost just do it because you're like, if I don't.
It's almost impulse of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like cranking it. It's like necessary.
It just
kind of gets my juices flowing.
It wakes you up in the morning,
just
starts
your
heart.
Yeah.
It's
a bad habit.
Self-service. It's not even,
a lot of people go on Twitter or Instagram for their dopamine. I'm just like, I just need to look at the Jacksonville State line.
You did win you made a bet earlier, Louisiana over Texas Tech, or Texas State.
But I lost that on the Yankees last night.
Well, the Yankees lost that for you. That was horrible.
I guess Garrett Cole's too good to cover first base.
Dude.
That's what started the rally.
Yeah. The amount... So there's
Welcome
a lot of
to
people,
Tomahawks. We're actually talking baseball.
I will just say this on that baseball thing real quick. The amount of people who will probably say something along the lines of like, or maybe it's something our dads would say, like professionals don't hustle, blah, 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 blah.
Dude, old man takes, I fall into them all the time now.
But here's what really happened.
Because we are getting older. We're starting to get into that demographic.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not in on the Garrett Cole doesn't hustle, blah, blah, blah. It's worse than that. It's that... These people are so talented that they don't learn half the game.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just...
Cover first base.
They're just tactically inept in a lot of ways. They did an article on this like 2-3 years ago that base running is the worst it's ever been in baseball because people don't understand the little things.
Even though it's the easiest to do right now.
Yeah.
Because of the pitch clock.
Well,
because
stealing and stuff, but it's more like base running strategy.
I feel like most pitchers like have no pickoff game at this point. Especially relievers. If you're like, if there's a reliever in the game, you should steal that base. That's your base.
Yeah.
You get second, you get third.
It's
you might get home. There's no reason for you not to steal at least one base when there's a reliever in game.
But like the Yankees losing the World Series on a little league fuck up like that is just so on brand.
That's what started it. I mean, Freddie Freeman had the series of his life.
I believe he tied or beat the record for most RBI in a World Series.
Props to him.
He
might be better than Bryce. He might be onto something.
No, he is better than Bryce Harper. There's no,
not that it matters.
Unquestionable. They're both Hall of Famers. It doesn't matter. Like it's
Bryce gets too injured to like. He should have better stats than he does right now.
He should have better counting stats.
Yeah,
he's missed like 3 full years. But yeah, whatever. Anyway, we're talking about football today, so let's dive into the outside picks.
Let's do it. We're starting tonight.
Great game.
From what I can recall in the doc, Tulane.
Yes, Tulane.
Is it a great game? They're playing Charlotte.
It's a great game to bet on.
Okay.
Tulane catching, not catching. Tulane is a 14.5-point favorite at Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Question is,
Charlotte's kind of been giving people the business. They're not winning games, but they're being competitive.
No.
And that is a testament to Biff Pogge.
The over-under.
The funniest looking coach in America.
He is a troubling looking man. Just Google Charlotte football coach.
Just Biff Pogge. It's a great name. It's very fitting.
It is a football name, I think, in a lot of ways. Man, I don't understand this over-under at all. Because I'm taking it. I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over.
Yeah.
50, Tulane over seemed to cash.
56.5. I mean, Charlotte, too, though. Like, Charlotte would have cashed that last week. They would have cashed that the week before. They would have cashed it the week before. They would have cashed it the week before almost by themselves. And then, like, 41 total points against Rice, not great. But Indiana dropped 52 on them by themselves. I mean, most weeks, Charlotte is hitting this over.
It's a short week.
And most weeks, I believe Tulane is hitting this over as well. I'm locking that in, no questions asked. Like, that is 100%. I'm taking the over on this game. Charlotte, though, you're right, is kind of...
They're covering.
Keeping people tight.
Mm-hmm.
And Tulane, by the way, I think is also a little... I mean, they beat North Texas by 8. They beat Rice by 14.
I feel like they get up and they kind of just like let their foot off the gas.
Beating Rice by 4, they wouldn't have covered this line against Rice, and I don't believe they did actually cover against Rice. Rice sucks.
Is Tulane still in play for the playoff?
Two losses, no.
Only losses are to
I know
Oklahoma and Kansas State.
Well, Oklahoma loss is pretty mid now.
Yeah, it's SEC team, but if Kansas State makes the playoff, I feel like there's a path for Tulane. Especially if Boise loses.
If Boise loses again, for sure. But you still have Army and Navy in the way.
Navy's gone.
You think the loss was too bad?
Yeah, because they don't really play anyone else.
Yeah. So Army's...
They'll have to beat Army.
Army and Boise. Yeah. Navy would have to beat Army.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What do you take?
And I really don't think the academies can afford to have a loss because their schedules are...
Bad.
So ass, yeah.
Now they are both
in the American
until last.
And they will have to play Tulane if that push comes to shove if it's in the American championship.
Tulane has zero losses in the American. Yeah, they are zero conference losses.
But so does Navy.
So does Navy. So does Army.
So does Army.
Yeah. So it's interesting. And I will say both Navy and Army. What I was going to say was they have a bad schedule, but like they are winning the way you should win with a bad schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So
Navy also, I mean, that was very uncharacteristic of them, had 6 turnovers.
Was Notre Dame just fucking punching the ball?
No, it was a lot of just, you know, stepping on rakes.
Yeah.
It was Navy just like, ooh, not pulling the ball out in time for the triple option. Just like fullback just kind of halfway takes it.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
It's not what you want to see your officers doing.
No. There's a grenade.
Yeah.
Someone's got to jump on it. You got to learn that.
Yeah, it's all easy when you're fighting Iraqis. Then a Chinese boat comes up and you start fumbling. Don't like it.
Yeah, it was looking like Pearl Harbor.
Don't like it. What are you taking for this game?
I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take Charlotte to cover.
Over and Charlotte.
Tulane by 14. Charlotte covers by half point.
It feels kind of like that. Next up, we have Virginia Tech, a 4-point favorite at Syracuse. Over-unders 53.5. Syracuse.
Let Kyle sling it. I don't care. Pitt's vaunted defense shut him down with all those turnovers. 3 pick sixes. Huge bounce back spot for Kyle. Syracuse plus the 4.
Can we bet? I would love to. It won't be.
And I'm taking the over. Because I just got to take everything.
So you're taking Q's and the over?
Yes.
Okay. This is tough, man. Obviously, a horrible game last week. He's not going to do that again, I wouldn't imagine. Virginia Tech on a little 3-game winning streak.
Yeah, they're starting to.
And a dominant 3-game winning streak of that, too.
Yep. And remember, they had 22 return starters. Drones is starting to figure it out. Good dual-threat quarterback.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Hokies straight up.
It's at the Carrier Dome, though.
Hokie, I don't give a shit. Hokies minus 4. The Hokies are playing.
Go Hokes,
dude! I think they've finally put it together, which is unfortunate for them because it's too late to matter after opening the season with 3 out of 5 losses.
Yeah, but they lost to Vandy, not a bad loss.
Especially on the road. No, and the Rutgers loss is fine, and at Miami should have been a win. But I mean, they're basically, boy, they are 2 very, very close games from being absolutely in the playoff hunt. I mean, they're
ACC hunt, at least.
Well, they'd have only have one loss. They should have won that Miami game. That was a horrible overturn call. And Vandy went to overtime. They blew that Vandy game late. They were winning.
The thing about the ACC, though, is you can't lose in conference right now because there's like five teams that are in the mix.
Yeah,
have zero losses.
Yeah. Tough for the Hokes. Memphis, -7 at a reeling UTSA.
Yeah.
After the blowing one of the biggest leads I've ever seen blown that late in a game. I think it was like 42-17 or something like that in the third quarter, and Tulsa piled up the points.
Oh, dude, I am unfamiliar. They blew a 30-point lead to Tulsa?
Yes. Oh, my God. You didn't?
Nah.
Oh, my God.
I'm not up to date with the Roadrunners.
So they lost 46-45 to Tulsa.
It's not a good loss. Tulsa's terrible.
Yeah, they were up at one point 35-7.
Yep.
And then I believe they were up 42-17. I think that's what it was.
That's a program crushing loss.
Yeah, and then
you might as well fold it up.
Tulsa dropped what 39 points on them in the second half. Unfucking real.
Why is Memphis only a 7-point favorite?
I don't know.
6.5.
I don't know, because UTSA is 3-5. They have not been good this year. I like Memphis.
Roadrunners at home, give me the 6.5.
You have 7 on the dock.
Oh, 7?
Yeah.
Give me the 7 then.
Okay.
Even better.
UTSA, over under 60.5. Again, Memphis.
And I don't think Memphis is really dumping it in like they usually do.
They did against Charlotte and against North Texas. UTSA, by the way, obviously allowed 46 to Tulsa, which is egregious. 24 to FAU, whatever.
UTSA and the under.
Man, they let Rice
right now.
29.
Give me the under. Write it down. Under and UTSA.
Okay. Under and UTSA. I'm taking Memphis in the over.
Good. Catching two games on you right there.
Yeah, I love both.
I'm
these.
6-0 so far. Let's go.
I love
Let's
both
keep it
these
rolling.
Lines.
You don't even have to like check. I'll be 6-0 at this point.
Okay. Yeah, this will actually be a pretty fun game if you just like points. I feel like. What time is that game on?
Points.
11 a.m. Good.
Dude, I'm not watching that game.
That's a good wake up game.
No, it's not.
It's a good wake up game.
Do you know how many great games are going to be on?
I know Ohio State's playing Penn State at the same time. It is what it is. it's not.
This gets none of the four spots on YouTube TV.
No. Next up, puzzling one here. Vanderbilt, 7-point dog on the road at Auburn. I don't mind Vandy being a dog here, but 7 feels big.
Vegas hates Vandy, loves UCF. They haven't been so wrong on two teams. I've never seen it before in my life. Vandy, +7. Vandy money line. Vandy, what's the over-under?
48.5.
We'll go under. We'll go Vandy money line, Vandy in the points, and the under. So that's 3-0 right there. We're currently 9-0 on the dock.
Tough loss to Texas. Obviously, a little 3-game winning streak against Alabama, Kentucky, and Ball State. Auburn, just rough. Just a rough time for Auburn right now. Hugh Freeze seems to be not the best in his second year.
He's not the best in general.
Yeah, I mean,
they
beat
way too much hype at Ole
They
Miss.
Did beat Kentucky pretty comfortably, like, and now I think they're just kind of like committing to running the ball a lot. They definitely did against Kentucky. I like
Auburn. Kind of deserves this.
What?
Just having Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just taking the under.
Just
here.
Bad dudes.
I think this.
You
I
got
think,
Bruce Pearl running your program in basketball.
How's
you got
Bruce
Hugh
Pearl
Freeze.
Bad? What Bruce Pearl do?
Bruce
I don't
Pearl's
remember.
A total. Peace, dude. You ever see him? He's just ripping his shirt off, being a total.
Does he have something actually? I don't remember if there's something actually bad about Bruce Pearl.
I do. I think some type of like, he was like shitty with recruits.
I know he
like fucks people over.
I know he got in trouble for something stupid, like with recruiting. But I don't know if there's like a real thing about him that people are like, oh, he's a piece of shit.
I think he's just like really shitty when it comes to recruiting.
Like he'll fuck you over and rip your scholarship out if somebody better comes along.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Scumbag school.
Scumbag City.
But, like, it's not, it's Auburn. They're just a minor league sports organization with a campus attached to it.
Yeah, but, I mean, Bama's, you know, the pinnacle of good dudes, right? I mean, the basketball program.
Yeah. God. I mean, I don't know anything about Kalen DeBoer, but I'm sure he's fine for now.
Something will come out.
Yeah, but the basketball program, fucking Nate.
That whole state.
It's gross.
Is that where Tuberville is?
Yes. He's their senator.
That guy sucks.
He is the dumbest motherfucker alive. So, like, it's just, we got to stop voting for people because they were famous in another line of work. It's really not great.
No, and he was known for just up and leaving.
Oh, my, actually, my stepfather-in-law.
Tuberville's a quitter.
His kid was a walk-on at Tech when Tuberville was there. And he was like, and my father-in-law is, stepfather-in-law, whatever, is a big Republican, like, absolutely conservative. Fucking hates Tommy Tuberville.
We should use fucking that in, like, political ads. He quit on his team.
Dude, he...
Multiple times.
He thinks Tuberville is a monstrous piece of shit.
He is.
From his experience with him from coaching. So, God knows what he's like now. But, yeah. It's yeah, fuck Tommy Tuberville. But, anyway, next up, UCLA, +6.5 at Nebraska, over-under 39.5.
I'm going to surprise you here.
Okay.
I think Deshaun Foster and the boys have it going in the right direction. UCLA... the best two-win team in the country?
Well, we've established that they are.
Give me the Bruins plus the points. Give me the under. This is going to be a gross, gross game.
Under 39.5. Yikes.
This is going to be a 17-14 game.
I mean, anytime Nebraska's had success this year, they're topping out about 38 points. UCLA actually got in a bit of a shootout last week at Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, I wonder.
Nebraska's defense is good.
Nebraska's defense is good. Yeah. God, this feels like UCLA covers. I'm just taking UCLA. I don't know about the over under. It's going to be. Actually, I'm taking the under as well. I am taking the same picks as you on this. They both feel right. Plus, I'm just keeping you at an arm's length.
You're kind of, you're boxing me out.
Yeah. That's all I got to do.
With my own
point.
Picks. I think you should make the picks first.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah. I don't care. You're the one that got to take Vandy money line. I was going to do that. Real quick, by the way, before we keep going, we are making these picks at mybookie.com. Go to mybookie.com where the promo code DRINKINBROS will double your first deposit up to $1,000. So if you're making your first deposit and you put in a grand, they'll match that grand. You put in 100, they'll match 100, whatever, up to $1,000. Promo code Drinking Bros. And if you are a frequent flyer with MyBookie, you're pretty much auto-enrolled in the MyBookie Plus rewards program. They do a lot of cool stuff there, including free bets on Thursdays. They pick the bets, but they're usually good bets. They hit. It's a lot of times like props and stuff, and they usually hit. So take the bet. It's a free bet. So you could do that. And then what's really cool is if you have a bad week, they've got rakebacks, which is awesome if you're in the MyBookie Plus rewards program. And what that means is, yeah, if you have a bad week, they'll toss you a little money back and say, hey, go have fun. Go have fun with it. Just keep playing. We know you like to have some skin in the game. And what I recommend doing, because they're not giving you your full money back, obviously, so take the little percentage, the fraction that they give you back, which is nice, and it's fun to keep playing. Take that, whatever they give you back, and just build the biggest fucking parlay they'll let you build. Not teaser, parlay. Go bananas. Try to win fucking 30 grand.
My parlay this week already got ruined by Liberty, so.
Boy, I was so tempted to put money on Liberty yesterday, and I just thought, something's wrong.
Yep.
After that Kennesaw State game, something's fucking wrong. That, because I really.
Things are not well at Falwell University.
No, that was, I was just like, no, don't do it. Don't lose it here. Although I am probably dropping. No, I am going to drop money on the Charlotte Tulane game later after this show's over. Next up, we've got North Carolina minus a meager 2.5 at Florida State. This one not making a ton of sense to me. North Carolina obviously a disappointment this year to an extent, although I think they're really just doing Mac Brown things.
It's in Tallahassee. Kind of makes sense.
I suppose they just beat the shit out of Virginia to stop a 4-game losing streak.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in North Carolina's defense, really, James Madison kicked the shit out of them. We're talking one-loss scores, or one-score losses the other 3 weeks against Duke, Pitt, and Georgia Tech. I think there's a level of competence there that's being masked by their record. Love UNC to win by more than a field goal here, no questions.
Okay. I'm going to go Florida State. Give me Florida State in the points. Give me Florida State money line.
Oh, my God, dude.
Let's go. Let's go, boys. Get that second dub.
Fucking
Let's get that second psychotic. Win. It's going to happen. North Carolina sucks.
North Carolina doesn't suck. I'm not convinced that they suck, actually.
Florida State's not good, obviously.
Yeah, Florida State does.
But Florida State's going to get a dub at home. They're going to get their second win. It's not really going to do anything for them.
No. This over-under is probably right where it should be. I was kind of looking to see. UNC's been hitting over 50 a lot, but Florida State's been keeping things under 50 a lot. So I'm going to stay away from that line. Feels like it's right where it should be. I wouldn't hate putting that in that over in a teaser if you got it down to 44. That's still a little risky, I think. But if you do build a teaser out of any of these picks, I don't hate that. Next up. Tell me how you're feeling. Your Arizona Wildcats catching 6 on the road at your UCF Knights.
Yeah.
Two schools you were high on coming into the year.
Two of my schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I win no matter what, it appears. You know,
does fucking McMillan still
my
only
alma mater
have...
versus the school I wish I went to?
Well, you went to a version of it. You went to Beach, Arizona. Really, you went to Beach, Arizona State. But either way, McMillan finally got another touchdown.
Tucson would have been sick, though.
Oh, yeah.
Just pool party.
My cousins went to Arizona.
Party.
It seems like they had the best fucking time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the girls I dated that went to Arizona had to transfer because she just had too good of a time. She's like, I can't.
Well, that happens at a lot of state schools, you know.
She had to leave.
To go to where?
San Diego State.
Feels like a lateral move, mm-hmm. good time-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel like it helps anything.
Closer to the beach.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I gotta get away from all this drinking. I'm going to San Diego State University.
Need to focus on the academics.
Are you fucking kidding me? I don't think... Now I know why she was actually failing out. She doesn't sound smart.
Well, you know her, so... Yeah. We'll proceed.
Okay. I'm sure she's wonderful. Wait, who is she?
You know. I don't have to say it.
Just give me the first letter of the name.
You would know.
Okay.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay. All right. I'm sure she's great.
The person.
What?
The one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense now. Who you got? Who you got in this game?
I'm going to have to go... Go Arizona in the points, plus 6.
Taking Arizona?
Yeah, I'm going to have to fade my school. I mean, until we win.
Oh, my God.
Arizona plus 6, and then what's the over-under?
Over-under is... Fuck, sorry. 55.5.
Give me the over. Give me Arizona.
Five-game skid.
Yeah, dude. We've been favored in 4 of those losses.
Jesus. I mean, the last 2 games are understandable losses. Like... Totally.
Right.
With BYU and Iowa State.
Here's the thing, though. Dylan Risk, he could be a total wild card.
Yeah.
He's our 4-string quarterback, freshman. Comes in. He scored on 2 touchdown drives. Can't stop him. Just handed it off to RJ Harvey.
God. Arizona just can't. They're not scoring.
No.
They scored.
Fafita's been ass.
They scored 26 against West Virginia. But
Brandon,
7 against Colorado, 19 against BYU, 22 against Tech, even just 23 against Utah, 7 against K-State, 22 against Northern Arizona. I mean, they're not putting up points. Are you guys A little. Sort of. Not really. But you do have a new quarterback in, right? How's the offense looked the last 2 weeks?
Not good until he came in. He played for two drives. He scored on both touchdowns.
Okay, I'm taking the under. I don't...
R.J. Harvey has over 1,000 yards, though. He's been the one consistent thing we have.
Okay.
He's probably a top five running back in the country.
Okay.
I know it's hard to believe that because we're awful, but no, he's the man. R.J. Harvey's going to be on the NFL roster next year, and you're going to be like, oh, damn, dude.
Where do you play?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be very Latavius Murray-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in the league, I believe. Murray's been having a pretty solid career.
Yeah, he is. I agree. I don't know how to pick this line. This could just be anything could happen here. Arizona could win by 15. UCF could win by 15. I'm just taking the under.
Okay.
It feels gross. Oh boy. This one I like. Navy minus 11 at Rice, coming off an embarrassing defeat at the hands of Notre Dame.
How's that Rice run defense?
I don't know. Let's see.
Don't care. Navy minus 11.
All day.
What's the over-under?
What?
What's the over-under?
50 and a half.
Over. Over. Arm or Navy minus 11. Let's get it, boys. Let's get back on track.
I mean, let me just go.
Very down. Still much in the AAC playoff picture.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. I mean, Navy has dropped 51, 34, 41, 56, 38, 49.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
And Rice, just saying that they're doing it. Did Rice? Okay, Rice played Army earlier this year. Lost 37 to 14. They have one win. It's against two wins, I'm sorry, but the only real wins against UTSA. Barely. Yeah, this is Navy. I don't know about the over-under. I could see this being like 40 to 10, honestly.
Hell yeah, brother.
Which would get you a half point under. I'm taking Navy, though, all day. All right. Oh, I love that bet.
Okay. What do we got next?
Next up, Arizona State, minus 3.
I need to know if Levitt's back.
At Oklahoma
Arizona State is way different when they have Levitt. Like, he's... future's bright with him at quarterback, but, man... they just can't get anything going on offense if he's not running the helm.
He is back.
Cool.
He is playing.
So he's minus 3. Oklahoma State, I don't know. Does Gundy just have a lifetime contract
it
at this point?
It feels like it.
He can do whatever he wants. Do they ever just kind of move on?
I think they're probably getting – I know their fans are getting to a point where it's just like – even though your ceiling's typically pretty high, they're not that good this year, but their ceiling's typically pretty high, especially for a middle-class program like that. But eventually, you know, you get tired of your wife.
And if you have 7 years of Alan Bowman, I think you know who Alan Bowman is.
Yeah. God, they're on a 5-game skid, too. That's just fucking brutal.
No. Baylor covered. Baylor's kind of on a bit of a heater right now. They're starting to wake up.
Yeah. Job saved over there.
Yeah. So, this is in Stillwater.
58 and a half is the over-under.
I'll take Oklahoma State in the points. Plus 3. I'll take Oklahoma State money line.
Good Lord.
And I'll take the over.
I'm just taking ASU. That's all I need from that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Cam Scatabow for 5.
Yeah, I think Arizona State wins by, I think, it feels like worst case scenario is a push on that.
Scatabow up the middle for 4.
Go Scatabow! God, I hate that name, but they'll be fine. Oklahoma State.
Why do you hate white running backs?
I don't hate white running backs.
It sounds like you hate white running
backs. I just
hate
hearing Scatabow!
So, if I was an announcer, that'd be an awesome name to say.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem, though. You can feel them making hay out of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can feel them loving it too much.
Which I get. So, I'm not going to hate on them.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Hawaii. At Fresno State,
yep.
Hawaii is a 14-point dog. Not on the island.
Nope. Hawaii won the game last week.
I know.
Yeah. By a lot. They rolled Nevada.
They
get all that spiritual just power when they're on the island.
The power of their ancestors does not cross the ocean.
No. They don't get on like a little rowboat.
No. Interesting over under here at 48.5. Hawaii gets scored on a lot.
48.5?
Yeah, 48.5 is the over.
I don't know how I feel about Fresno right now. They're pretty whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they dropped 33 on San Jose, 24 on Nevada. UNLV absolutely.
Mikey Keene still doing the thing?
Yeah. Three touchdown passes. Nine.
That's what I feel like.
But Dylan, also four picks.
I can see it right now. Dylan Risk might have like a pretty good end of the year, and he'll just transfer to like a Mountain West team.
I can see that.
Like Gus will just chase him out. Be like, I know you had a great finish the season, but we have some of these bums coming in that run a better offense or are better fit for my offense.
Yeah,
because I don't like to complete passes. So he'll go to like a San Diego State or something and kind of tear it up.
Okay. Well, at least he can focus on his studies there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Fresno in the over.
Okay.
I'm a little sus on the over, but fuck it.
I'm going to go Fresno as well.
All right. Hawaii not the same off the island. And Fresno, I think I just saw all but one of their wins would have covered this. So mm-hmm. I'll take it. Rock fight. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
3-point dog on the road at Iowa. Just classic unranked Big Ten football.
Give me the Badgers. Give me the points. Give me the money line. What's the over-under?
40.5.
Give me the over.
I actually don't hate that over. This isn't your...
Iowa overs have kind of been cashed.
This isn't your older brother's Iowa, so to speak.
All they had to do was get rid of his fucking son.
No shit, dude. How angry are you if you're an Iowa fan?
Like, Kirk?
A real offensive coordinator.
Figure this out.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
It was last year. His son got fired.
When they had a historic defense.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't score. You're a national championship contender with an average offense.
Yeah. But I think Wisconsin's kind of got it going the right way.
Lost a toughie to Penn State. But, yeah, they beat Northwestern by 20. Beat the shit out of Rutgers. Beat the shit out of Purdue, whatever.
Yeah. So, Wisconsin, points, money line, over.
Dude, Iowa's been kind of a wagon. Killed Northwestern, killed Washington, killed Minnesota.
Ain't impressing me much.
What?
This ain't impressing me much.
Taking Iowa. Taking Iowa to cover 3. I have no comment on the over-under. USC, a 2.5-point favorite at a very hard-to-read school this year in Washington. No idea what's going on with them. 2 4-4 Big Ten transfers.
Lincoln Riley on the hot seat?
Yes. You probably have to fire Lincoln Riley.
I don't think so. They probably owe him a lot of money.
Yeah, the buyout's probably insane.
They are, from what I've heard, cash poor.
Doesn't surprise me. They got to hit up Steven Spielberg or something, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that whole program kind of went through it when What's-Her-Face got arrested. For paying the coach for her daughter.
Oh, Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
She just started acting again, I think, on a Law and Order.
Nice.
Yeah, she's back, dude.
Good to see some, like, the good guys get a win.
Yeah, it's nice to see her get a dub. It's nice to see a Christian.
Yeah.
Just be honored in society again. Washington.
We're back.
I don't know what to make of Washington right now.
Jed Fish doesn't have his guys.
I get that. Indiana.
Will Rogers, who's never good.
Indiana, yeah, trounced them with their backup. But
it's in Seattle?
Yep.
And USC's laying how many points?
2.5. I'm taking Washington as my money line. No. This is fucking hard. I really don't. Don't know how to
take
pick
the Huskies.
Don't know how to pick this game.
Take that dog.
Man, this is fucking hard.
Give me the under.
The under.
55.5? Give me the under.
Okay. Taking Washington in the under?
I'm not taking Washington.
Oh.
I'm taking the under.
Just the under?
Okay. Yeah.
I will take USC. I think Lincoln Riley's going to lock it down a little bit. He's got more of his guys than Jed Fish does. But this is going to be tight.
Man, how does LSU feel right now, losing the fucking dog shit USC?
Dude,
early in the season?
Holy shit.
Like, respectable loss to A&M. But now that you have 2 losses, one of them being the USC, you're out, kind of, right?
Yeah.
You're out of the picture?
Yeah.
Unless you somehow make the SEC championship and win.
Which they can do. They only have one SEC loss. So, and if you win the conference, you are in.
You're in, yeah.
So
you win the SEC, you're in.
Yeah, right, unquestionably.
You could have five losses.
Yeah, you put the SEC champ in. No, and Big Ten champ, too, for that matter. ACC.
ACC is better than you think.
Yeah, it is, actually. Next up, TCU at Baylor. A little rivalry game.
Baylor. I don't care how many points I'm laying Baylor.
Baylor is a 3-point favorite.
Baylor minus three. What's the over under?
64 and a half.
Under hard.
Under?
Under. Right. TCU, I don't know why TCU gets so much respect. They came back, had a huge comeback win against Tech last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice win at Utah, even though Utah's broken.
Utah's not a team now. They're
broken.
Isaac Wilson's trash. I think all the Samoans kind of gave up on Whittingham this year.
It's tough. Tough look. I'm also taking Baylor. I don't have any faith in TCU right now at all. I don't know about the over-under. I'll let it be. I'll let you have your extra picks this week.
All right.
Last and kind of least.
Certainly not least.
Well, Colorado State, 2.5-point favorite.
I had to add this because we didn't have enough games.
Yeah, on the road at Nevada.
Give me Nevada and the points. In Reno, you don't just walk into Reno, all right?
I mean, SMU kind of learned that. You don't.
You take Nevada as a dog at home, Wolfpack, and then what's the over-under?
Over-under's 45 and a half.
Give me the under.
Okay.
Wolfpack and the under.
Nevada is kind of very capable of that, what do you call it, that over-hitting. I'm taking the, let's see what Colorado State's done, though. 17-21.
Colorado State's kind of sneaky. They're okay.
I will take.
Is Jay Norvell still
took
there?
You took Nevada in the under?
Yeah.
I will go Colorado State over.
Remember that whole controversy between Deanna and Jay Norvell?
Oh, yeah. Their little.
But they were kind of making it racial. It's like, Jay Norvell's a black man.
Oh, yeah, but people just forgot.
People just didn't realize he was black.
It's fucking insane.
But they were like, man, who's this, like, this honky that's talking about being blue collar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and they're like, blue collar's code for whatever. And then it's like, dude, he's fucking...
He's a black man.
Also black. You fucking idiots. Dude, there's a lot. There's a couple games you didn't put on here.
I couldn't. There's not a lot of good games. And there's a number usually next to it.
No, like, you didn't put Northwestern at Purdue?
Yeah, that game blows. Purdue has one win.
Stanford at NC State?
Yeah, Stanford has two wins.
Here's one. I'm going to give you my
wild card game?
Yeah, my wild card game. Coming off an absolutely program-changing win. Tulsa, money line dog and points on the road at 1-6 UAB. They're a 3-point dog. Tulsa money line.
Okay.
Tulsa plus three.
What is the line for the Northwestern Purdue game?
Northwestern is a 1-point favorite.
Give me Northwestern minus one. And that's a perfect week right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can you come back? Now, if you have a perfect week this week, you should only be down by about 10 to 15 games.
Yeah, that should be good. Slowly making progress. It's not too late. Comeback starts now.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Minor setback, major comeback.
Well, that's all I got.
Yep.
For Outside Top 25, for Dan Rogestra, I'm Rob Fox. Deuces. See you later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.